Since 1938, Sears Fine Food in San Francisco has beckoned customers to sit down and have a plate of Swedish pancakes. The recipe was inherited from one of the original owners, Hilbur Sears' Swedish family. Yesterday, Sears Fine Food closed after 65 years of serving breakfast and lunch on Powell Street near Union Square, serving 11,000 pancakes a day, they said. The owners were deep in debt. They'd had trouble with a union and legal problems. Tom Sweeney's been a doorman at the Sir Francis Drake Hotel, just across the street, for 27 years since he was 19, standing in his beefeater uniform and watching the crowds.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen a restaurant for breakfast draw a line like this place. I mean, 65 years it's been there, and I've been there for 27 years, and the line, sometimes there's 100 people waiting in line for breakfast.
And were you a pretty frequent customer over there?
Yes, I went there 3 days a week for 27 years. I'd go over there every day during my break, and I'd go over there in my beefier uniform, and I have an hour break, so I'd go there, and the people working there were awesome, and the service was good, and the food was really good. I'd usually order their pancakes, which this was one of their gimmicks. I'd say they got them a lot of people was 18 little Swedish pancakes, and they were so good that, I mean, across the world, people were talking about it.
I've had those pancakes there. They're little sort of silver dollar size pancakes.
Exactly, yeah. They're just one of a kind. So that was a Greek gimmick. And then they used to throw in free coffee for you if you had a breakfast, even though I don't drink coffee. But for a lot of people, that was a good bargain. But and then their French toast was really good. But it was just amazing. What sold that place was the people waiting in line. I mean, everybody wanted to get off the cable car and jump in that line and see what they were missing, you know?
Uh-huh.
But we're going to miss it, I'll tell you. It's the street won't be the same. I mean, it'll be a big void in the Union Square area.
Yeah, I'll bet. And where are you going to go to get those pancakes, do you think?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I've ate a lot of restaurants, but they're the only ones I can remember that had that good pancakes.
When you walked into Sears, can you describe what it looked like and what it smelled like?
Well, it was just you had a big counter, which had about 15 people could sit at the counter. And then they had all these tables with just your basic tablecloth, you know, red and white checker, you know, kind of like in old-time coffee shops. So nothing really changed over the years, you know. It pretty much looked pretty much the same from the day I first started going in there 27 years ago. And, you know, they had waitresses that worked there for, like, 35 years. And
I bet those waitresses would have known you.
They all did, yeah. Yeah, they were really great to me, I'll tell you.
Sounds like there's some chance, I take it, that the restaurant could reopen, maybe under new management.
That's true. You know, people have been looking at it, especially with all the media it's been getting the last few days. I mean, I've seen a lot of owners from a lot of restaurants come by and check it out. So I got a feeling it'll reopen sometime, I think. I'm not sure if it'll be serious, but it's a prime location. I mean, right on Union Square, and the cable car stopped right in front, so...
And they'd have to have that pancake recipe, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, that's the key. That would be the key. So, yeah, you got to have that because that's what drew all these people across the country every day to Sears Restaurant.
Well, Tom Sweeney, thanks so much, and I hope you find an alternative source of pancakes.
Oh, I do, too. I'm getting hungry right now for one.
Tom Sweeney talking about Sears Fine Food, which closed yesterday in San Francisco.